12. The Neighbor's House. Marta alone.
May God forgive my husband dear, who didn't treat me right, I fear. He walks out in the world, he's gone and left me in the straw alone. I loved him with all Christian sweetness, and never hurt him, God's my witness.
She weeps.
Perhaps he's dead. I'm desolate without a death certificate.
Enter Margareta.
Oh, Marta. Gretchen, what can it be? My knees are shaking. On my dresser I found another casket, nicer and made of solid ebony. And gorgeous things inside, I'm sure, much richer than the first ones were. Don't show your mother your possession. She'll surely take it to confession. Just look at them. How lovely. See.
Marta decks her with the jewels.
You lucky creature. Glory be. I can't be seen in this condition, outdoors, in church, there'd be suspicion. Just come here often with your treasure and secretly put it all on. Parade before the mirror for an hour at leisure, and we'll enjoy them one by one. And with a pretext, like a feast, then we will casually, bit by bit, let people see. A necklet first, a pearl then in the ear. Mother won't guess it if we've got our story clear.
Who brought the caskets, though? It's so informal. It's not quite right. It isn't normal.
A knock at the door.
Oh, God, my mother, quick, unpin.
Marta peeps through the curtain.
It's a strange gentleman. Come in.
Enter Mephistopheles.
Taking the liberty to enter here, I ask forgiveness of the ladies dear.
He backs up respectfully on seeing Margareta.
I'm seeking Mrs. Marta Schwertlein's house.
That's me. What brings your grace to us?
I know you now, and that's enough for me. You have a noble guest, I see. Pardon my boldness. I am here too soon. I'll come again this afternoon.
Of all the things in the world. Do you hear? He takes you for a lady, dear.
I'm just a young thing, plain and poor. The gentleman's too good, I'm sure. These jewels don't belong to me.
Ah, it is not the jewellery. That glance, that presence they betray. How glad I am that I may stay.
What brings my lord here? Please excuse.
I wish I brought you happier news. Forgive me that I sought this meeting. Your husband's dead. I bring his greeting.
He's dead? That true heart. Woe is me. My husband's dead. I'm lost as he.
Dear Mrs. Marta, don't despair.
Sadly, I'll tell you when and where.
I never want to love, that's why. With grieving for his loss, I'm sure I'd die.
Joy must have pain. Pain, joy. They're married.
How did he meet his end, pray tell?
In Padua his bones are buried by Holy Anthony's great bell. The last chill resting place he's found, he sleeps in consecrated ground.
And you bring no more information?
Yes, a request most dear and grave, 300 masses to be said for his salvation. My pocket's empty, that is all he gave.
What then? No token, trinket, say? What every working man will save deep in his pack. A keepsake he'd hold back, would sooner beg or starve than squander.
Madam, this grieves my heart to say. Be sure he didn't waste his money, didn't wander. Yes, made mistakes, repented of them sore, indeed, and he'd bemoan his bad luck even more.
Ah, poor humanity, what misery! I'll surely say his requiems if there's no money.
Or, wiser now, step into matrimony. You are a charming girl, I see.
Oh, no, not yet, I surely can't.
Is there a man who isn't a gallant? To hold a dear one in your arms, that's given as one of the great gifts of heaven.
It's not the custom here, you know.
Custom or not, it happens, though.
Oh, please go on.
I stood at his deathbed, no better than heaps of filthy straw, but still he died a Christian, knowing for good or ill he had left much undone, that he was much the debtor. What, must I hate myself? He cried, despairing, to leave my work, to leave my wife enduring, remembering it all I die. May she forgive me, may I yet be shriven.
That good man, he has long since been forgiven.
But she, God knows, was more at fault than I.
He lied. He'd slander at death's door his loving wife.
Surely the ravings of a swift departing life, only half understood by me. Of occupations, he would say, I had no other than bread to feed my children and their mother. Bread, I mean, metaphorically. And never got to eat in peace my own poor portion.
Had he forgotten all my faithful true devotion, the drudgery by night and day?
Oh no, he held you in his heart, I say. After my time in Malta, he went on, I prayed for wife and children, weeping, and we were in high heaven's keeping, for then we took a Turkish merchantman whose cargo was the mighty Sultan's treasure. So courage had its due, and I received my share in rightful measure, for we had been prepared to die.
What? Treasure? Did he bury it, conceal it?
Who knows? Only the four winds can reveal it. A pretty lady took him in her care in Naples, where he wandered as a stranger, and gave him love and faithful service there, which was his joy until his final danger.
The cheat, steal from his children, would he? No misery can vindicate so gross a life of shame. How could he?
But look, that life brought on his fate. Were I in your place, I assure you, I'd mourn a year in chastity and keep an eye out for a second love to cure you.
Ah, God, the first was dear to me. It will be hard for me to find another. Warm-hearted fool he was, but he was mine, although he loved to wander altogether and loved strange women and strange wine and the damned dice he couldn't quit.
Well, well, it's always give and take, as long as he considers it sauce for the duck as for the drake. I swear to you, on terms like that, I would swap rings with you, that's flat.
The gentleman is surely joking.
I'd better draw back from the brink. She'd hold the devil to his word, I think. And your heart, lady, now awaking?
What means his grace by that?
Poor virtuous innocent. Ladies, farewell.
Farewell? One word. Not to be negligent, I'll need to have certification where, how, and when my darling died. His inhumation. I've always been a friend of proper order. I'd like to read it in the State Reporter.
Yes, my good woman. Two good witnesses suffice for what the true fact is. An excellent young man who knows your story. I'll take him to the judge, don't worry, then bring him here.
Yes, do that, swear.
And the young lady will be there? Such a brave lad, a traveller, courteous to ladies, a fine sir.
I'd blush before the gentleman, I fear.
Before no king on earth, my dear.
My garden's back there, out of sight. We'll wait there for the gentleman tonight.